Hey, it's Heath Mulliken with the Double Dropkick Show here in Liberty, South Carolina, getting ready for the big three-count wrestling show tonight. Honored to be joined by Josh Oglesby, who's been working with Three Count for a while. Josh, tell us how you got into wrestling and how you came to work with Three Count.
All right, absolutely. Well, thank you for having me on the show, and definitely my first podcast, so I'm pretty excited to be doing this, but I was in the neighborhood of I'd say 9, 10, 11 years old, and I came home one day, and my stepsister and my stepbrothers were watching a Stone Cold Steve Austin video, just a documentary of him. And, you know, I was a good kid. I was really just straight-A student, really good kid. And I came home, and I see this guy, you know, flipping off the referee and beating up the owner. And, you know, I can't lie. I was attracted to that. That was pretty cool, you know. Needless to say, it didn't turn out too well for me with my grades. Kind of they might have went downhill a little bit. My attitude towards teachers changed. Wasn't exactly the John Cena role model kids have today. You know, it might have been good for me to have that then, but that's what sparked my interest in wrestling was Steve Austin. And then as I got older, I started appreciating the wrestling aspect of it, and you know, said, you know, I want to do this. What kid doesn't want to do that? Well, I was about 14, 15, something like that, and I saw a commercial on TV of a local training school. I was trained by a guy by the name of Brody Chase, the Stray Cat, Brody Ray Chase, who in NWA, WCW for a little while, and that was his training school. And the commercial consisted of him walking out to the ring with feathered boas and a woman in each arm. Have you ever dreamed of becoming a pro wrestler? Well, come down to the whatever he called it. It was funny, on Saturday nights, it was called WWC, the World Wrestling Council. On Tuesday nights, it was EWC, Extreme Wrestling Council. And then on Friday nights, it was AWC, Amateur Wrestling Council. So what he did with there, and I've never seen this done anywhere else other than this, he would have guys come in, you would pay your money. It wasn't a whole lot of money, but you paid to get trained a little bit. Nothing psychology, you know, how to run the ropes, how to take bumps, that sort of thing. And it was, I forgot what the sign-up fee was, but it was like $25 to get going. And we would get in there, you know, just basic stuff. And then later that night, after 2.5 hours, he would open the doors for whatever crowd would be there for amateur night. Wasn't a big crowd, maybe 10, 15 people. And he would let them pay whatever they wanted to pay to watch us wrestle. And it was me, guy you'll see tonight, Ace Armstrong, his brother, who was wrestling at the time, and maybe one other guy. Sometimes there was three matches. It would be me and Ace. And then the next match would be Ace and his brother. And then the main event would be me and Ace and his brother in a triple threat match. So that sometimes was the show. And we would do that sometimes a couple weeks in a row. But it was great for somebody just breaking in. I was 15. He was 14. And through that, you know, the school, he opened the school up on Sunday mornings to more of a psychology-based, you know, training program. It was real training, what I call real hardcore training. And did that for maybe 4 to 5 months, and then he had to close the doors for whatever reason, money issues, I'm not sure, but couldn't have asked for a better guy to train me. He's super old school, a psychology master, nothing but love to Brody Chase. And after that, just over the years, it's been learning on the fly. You know, whoever I can get in the ring with, that was my training. That's been my training for the past 10 years. So that's how I broke in.
So I've kind of gotten to know you over the last year or so through Three Count Wrestling. They do a lot of shows in Pickens, South Carolina, Liberty, South Carolina, and I think they used to maybe do some shows in Greenville. I'm not totally sure. How did you get paired up with Three Count Wrestling?
Well, it's a little known fact, especially amongst the boys in the locker room, that I'm actually one of the founders of Three Count. Myself and Tim and Ace, the three of us, had an idea to buy a wrestling ring, and I look at it from a passion standpoint and also a business standpoint. I'm not opposed to making extra money, so you know, went in and we bought a wrestling ring that started the training school in Traveler's Rest, and you'd be surprised, but not everybody wants to be a pro wrestler. So the doors stayed open for about a year and a half. So we're looking at opening another school here within the next week or two. So we've been without that, but it's just been starting shows in Liberty, you know, getting real friendly with everybody in the town of Liberty. They've always been so gracious to help us with anything we need. So just being behind the scenes and wrestling, that's kind of my role with Three Count. So to answer your question, myself and a few other guys, we actually started it ourselves, along with Jim Constance and Dennis, who is a big help with getting our sponsors. That guy has just, he's taken the ball and just ran with it. I don't know what we'd do without him. So, yeah, that's a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's cool. I remember seeing Dennis at one of the Three Count shows, and then I was down at a Ring of Honor show in Atlanta, and he came up to me. I guess he recognized me from the show, and we kind of hit it off, and that's when I found out, oh, you're one of the dudes with Three Count. So I have to ask you this. I remember coming to a show here in Liberty probably over a year ago, and just for the longest time, you have been that poster white meat baby face. You were like the guy, like just everybody cheered for the mama's boy. I mean, just like the guy. And at the last show in Pickens, you're in a handicap match with Jay Batista. And I'll never forget, you're trying to hurt the guy that had put you out for a while. Scott Stallion, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And you come down, and I just remember you turn on Jay, and there was a gasp in the gym. It was, but there's one person. I'm sitting on the front, and I was just like, I started clapping, going, "Yes!" I was so pumped.
I saw the video of you clapping.
Oh, really? I was like, "That is awesome!" And but it was such a, just nobody saw that coming. Just talk about the build to that, because you guys, you know, you do shows every few months. And what I appreciate is the storyline that does carry over from show to show. So people like me, and I got some friends here, we see that. So talk about what led to the decision that, okay, Jay, tonight you're getting yours.
Right. Well, unfortunately for Jay, you know, it's not like me and Jay have been tag team partners in the past or anything. So it was kind of a, you know, wrong place, wrong time kind of situation for him. But we built this story, and it really came down to me being on the shelf for 15 months. It came down to me getting really burned out, just some nagging back pain. I mean, at the time I was 23, 24, and my back hurt way too much to be 23, 24. And, you know, it was just one of those things where I said, I've got to have some time off, you know, let Scott Stallion and J.C. Harper, let them take me out with a chair, which not a lot of people know this, but the night that I was, quote, injured with my neck, I actually did what I believe suffered a mild concussion from Scott dropping the elbow. He overshot the chair just a little bit. So they had a stretcher there for me. So it was actually a good thing they had a stretcher, because I did not feel like walking.
Right.
So anyway, I'm out for 15 months, and it really came down to me and Ace. Ace has a lot of the creativity, the genius behind the storylines, and I'll kind of he'll throw the steak on the grill, and I'll just saute it a little bit.
Yeah.
He comes up with the meat of it, and I just add to it. So what happened was, I was out for the 15 months, and we were saying, what can I do? Who is a big baby face that can be involved in this? And Jay is a huge baby face. So we said, well, hey, let me help Jay out somehow. You know, I saved his career from being ended by Scott and JC. So why not let me turn on him? That was Ace's idea. To you know, for me to turn on Jay, and it was my idea to use the chair and all that. So it was a mix of me and him both coming up with that, and we thought, what better place to do it at than in Pickens County? Because, you know, I actually did go to school in Liberty. I'm billed as Liberty's own Josh Oglesby. So tonight they're in for a treat for what they're going to see tonight.
Yeah, and you mentioned Ace, the main event of the last show. He was going for the number one contendership against Ken Mangum, and there was multiple run-ins, went through about four referees, just a complete cluster, but it was great. And so tonight we've set up, you know, you've made the turn, but nobody really knows why, nobody knows what's next. And so share, you know, this is posting after the show has taken place. But explain to the fans that weren't here what Josh Oglesby turned into tonight.
Absolutely. Well, the reason I turned my back, the big answer, what they're going to hear tonight, and it's good that this is, you know, going to be after the fact, but my reasoning is, you know, I didn't turn my back on the three-count fans. The three-count fans turned their back on me. I didn't get one fan mail, one piece of fan mail, a get-well-soon card, a hospital visit, a Facebook message, a tweet, an Instagram picture. I got nothing. Insert your Steve Austin what's in between all that stuff I said. I hope that happens tonight, actually. But they turned their back on me, so I am so disgusted with them. I have a decision to make. That decision is, you know, in the past, it's always been I come out here and I wrestle for you fans. But now the decision is, do I wrestle for you, because you obviously have no respect and care for me when I was on the shelf for 15 months, or do I come out here and wrestle for me? And what I'm going to get across to these people is, see, I've got so much money that I don't need to wrestle for these idiots. You know, I live like a prince, so to speak. So my thing is, I'm going to wrestle for me, and I'm going to also tap into my original heritage of Scotland. You know, my family, I believe at one point, was in Scotland. There's a lot of people in this area that think originated from Ireland or Scotland or something, Scott-Irish. But I'm taking that, and I'm just running with it. So the fans from now on will not only disown Josh Oglesby, they're going to get to know the Scottish prince, Joshua Oglesby, from Glasgow, Scotland. So that's kind of what's going to happen tonight, and that's the direction we're going in. And I'm recruiting the two guys who actually put me on the shelf for 15 months, because if you can put the Scottish prince on the shelf, well, my gosh, you've done something. So why shouldn't I have them in my back pocket? So that's where we're headed.
Well, I'm really excited tonight, because when you turned in Pickens, I was sitting in front of some of your family members, and they had no idea what was happening. And it was awesome. Just I think it was your wife, and she had this look on her face, and your mom was like, "I cannot believe what he just did." And it was, dude, I'm telling you, man, it was just as a wrestling fan, that's why you do what you do, like just to hook people. And you had, dude, you had them hooked, and looking forward to what you guys have in store for us tonight. So this is Heath Mullick again with the Double Drop Kick Show. It's Josh Oglesby for now, and soon to be Scottish Prince. So thanks a lot, man.